Okay, we are filming the fifth episode of our easy introduction to the Rambam. We are on Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, and we are on Halacha Tes, ninth Halacha here. The Rambam says as follows, Kohen Nitzayim Chutz Mihaborei Mitzura HaRishona Ad Yitusha Katan Shia B'Tabor Aretz Hakol Mikoach Amisaso Yinso. So all things that exist, all of existence, no matter what it is, from the first thing that was ever created until the smallest of mosquitoes, whatever it might be that is created, all stems from whether it comes from the depths of the earth. Everything stems from Amisas Habore, from the reality of the Creator. What does that mean? That means that there we have discussed earlier in the earlier episodes of how the truth of God's reality and God's existence is not like the truth of our existence. We all exist. Both man exists and God exists, and all creations exist. But the creation of God is different than all other things that exist. The reason why God's existence is different than all other things that exist is because God's existence is independent of all other existence. All things that exist in the world other than God they stem from God's existence. It is God's existence that allows all other things to exist. We are all dependent on God. That is different than God. God is independent of everything else, so nothing else exists other than God. All other things that exist are dependent on God for their existence. So that means that everything that exists in our world, from again the smallest of creations to the greatest of man, all stem from Amisas Habore. All stem from the power of God's existence. Everything is dependent on that. Ulfishu yodea atzmo umakir gdulaso v'tifaraso v'amisaso hu yodea hakol. And since God exists and God is aware of His greatness and of His tiferet, His beauty, but the word is a little confusing here. But since he's aware of his and the truth, the reality of his existence, he knows all. He knows all other things that exist. In other words, all things that exist are dependent on God for their existence, and therefore God is aware of their existence. He knows everything, and the Rambam says, "Ein davar ne'elam mimenu." There is nothing that is hidden from God. So since God is the ultimate in reality, meaning that his existence is not dependent on anything else, therefore there is nothing that is separate from God's existence. He is aware of it all. We're not a part of God, right? That would be heretical to think that God has parts. But God is aware of all of us because our existence is completely dependent on His koach and His strength and His power. It is only because of Him that we exist, and therefore God is aware of all of us. That is the Rambam in Halacha Tes. The Rambam goes on in Halacha Yud Aleph and he says as follows: Hakadosh Baruch Hu makir amiso. God recognizes His own truth. He recognizes His existence. Ve'odea ota kemo shehi. Right? God understands His existence as it is. Ve'eino yodea b'deya shehu chutz mimenu kemo she'anu yodim. Right? And He does not understand. This is a very complex point. So you got to really pay attention and focus on what this is. God does not understand the world in the way that we understand the world. We understand the world by either observing or studying the phenomena of the world. That's how we understand things. That's how we acquire knowledge and recognition of things. It is separate and external to us. But since everything is dependent on God for existence, therefore, there is nothing external that God must observe in order to acquire and understand knowledge of. Right? So that's the difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu understanding himself and understanding the world, and how we understand the world. She'en anu v'de'atenu echad. Right? Because our knowledge and ourselves are not one and the same. They are two separate things. We understand something external to us. There is a fact in biology that I am studying. That is not part of me. That is something different than me. When it comes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's not studying something external, since everything stems from his power. Avahabori Yisparach, Hu v'daito v'chayav echad mikol tzad, u'mikol pina, u'b'chol derech yichud. So, but with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his knowledge and his existence is one from all directions and all corners and all pathways. They are one. Shilmalei hayachai b'chayim v'yodea b'dea chutz mimenu hayasham elokos harbe hu v'chayev v'daito v'ein hadavar kein. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood things that were separate than him, if he understood things externally, if he acquired knowledge in the same way that man does, in an external fashion, then you would have multiple gods. Because there would be God, and then there would be the phenomena that he studied and understood, and the second phenomena, and the third phenomena, and the fourth phenomena. All of those things would be themselves qualify as gods. They would be different things. But that can't exist. There would be God, himself, his life, his knowledge. That is not true. Ela echa mikol tzad, mikol pina, ubechol derech, yichud nimtzeis ata, yichud nimtzeis, right? So, yichud, excuse me. So all of them are one. God, his knowledge, his existence, everything is one. Nimtzeis ata omer, hu hayodea, vihu hayadua, vihu hadea atzmo. It comes out that God is the knower, he is the knowledge, and he is the one known. Hakol echad. Everything is one. V'davar zeh ein koach bepeh la'omro, v'lo ba'ozen lishma, v'lo b'lev adam hakira al-buriyot. So I assume that if you're paying attention, you are experiencing some sort of confusion, because it is hard for man to relate this thing, and that, to relate to this idea of God and his knowledge being one. And that's what the Rambam addresses when he says, this idea that we're expressing now, of God and his knowledge being one, it is, man does not have the strength to say it. His mouth cannot properly express it. You can't properly teach this idea. The ear cannot properly hear this idea. And the heart of man cannot properly understand this idea in the way that it is supposed to be understood. Ulefichach omer chai paro v'chai nefshecha v'ein omer chai Hashem ela chai Hashem she'en habore chayev shnayim. Right? So therefore, when we talk about the paro living, right, you say by the life of paro, but we do not say by the life of God. Right? But we say by that God lives. That's the difference. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his life, his existence, are not two different things. Kemo chai hagufim hachayim o kechai hamalachim. Like the way that we describe the life of a person or the life of an angel. Those things are not two different things. V'fichach einu makir haburim v'yodim machmas haburim kemo she'anu yodim osa. Therefore, God does not know the creations as we know them, but rather, he knows them as he knows himself. That's a key difference. Therefore, since God knows everything, right? Since God knows himself, he knows everything. Shehakol mismach lo b'ariyoso, because all of existence is completely dependent on God. So that's a difficult concept that we just went through there. That is not an easy concept to understand. The idea of God and his knowledge being one is ultimately one of the key differences between man and God, in that since everything in this world is dependent on God's existence, therefore, every creation, their existence is different than God. They understand things separate from themselves. And it is up to, and God is different, because God, everything is dependent on God. And therefore, God understands everything as part of himself, not as a separate entity. That's the idea of Halacha Yud. Let us now move on to Halacha Yud Aleph. This is Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, Dvarim elu she'amarnu be'inyan zeh, these things that we have talked about in b'shnei prakim elu, in these two chapters that we have been studying, k'mo tipa min hayam, they are a drop in the sea. Mimash etzarech levayer be'inyan zeh, what we've expressed until this point is like a drop in the sea from what has to be explained. Kol haikarim she'b'shnei prakim elu. The things that are expressed in this chapter stem from what's called Maisa Merkava. Maisa Merkava are the ideas that are the most esoteric. They're what we might call in modern parlance, but a term that is greatly misused, Kabbalah. But Maisa Merkava is found in the first chapter of Sefer Yechezkel, the book of Ezekiel. And these ideas, what we've just touched upon barely, a drop in the sea, the Rambam says, these ideas are just a small amount of what is necessary to fully explain these ideas. But if you remember what we talked about in the beginning, in one of the first episodes, these halachos in Parak Aleph and Beis help us understand the God himself, and help us. And as we don't understand God, we can't, as we just explained, but they help us approach an understanding of God. And since they help us approach an understanding of God, they enable us to love God, because as we explained, the love of God is dependent on the knowledge of God. So that is how the Rambam is explaining these first two prakim. Enable us to love God, because they enable us to understand God, and we're understanding just how different God is than us in this episode. Let's go on. This is now Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Halacha Yud Beis. Tzivu Chachamim Harishonim. Now the rabbis, the first Chachamim, these are referring to Chazal, Chachmenu Zichron Levracha, in the Mishnah. These rabbis, the rabbis commanded us, Shelo Lidvarsh B'dvarim Elu Elo L'Ish Echad Bilvad. When we teach the real information, not the drop in the sea that we just reviewed, but when we teach these real issues, we only teach them to one person alone. V'hu She'echacham Umevin Midaito. This is a person that we talk about teaching one person. It is a person who understands issues on their own. They are a wise person, and on their own they begin to understand these ideas. V'acharkach Mosre Lo Roshe HaKrakim. And then afterwards, the teacher that understands these ideas completely can then tell them, sort of like the table of contents, the Rosh Prakim, the beginning ideas of knowledge, and he lets them in on just a little of the issues, just a little bit. Shemetz Hadavar. who made me Daito, and then he will on his own be able to take that knowledge, this chacham that approaches his rabbi that understands his chacham that understands these issues, he will take them on his own. V'yodea sof hadavar v'omko hadvar v'omko v'omuko. He will then be able to understand the end of the matter. He'll be able to get to understand the deepest of the ideas. And these things are incredibly deep, very complex. And not every single person is able to understand them. There is certain knowledge that only some people are privy to based on the strength of their intellect. This isn't some sort of mystical secrets that people are let in on. Rather, it's the strength of your intellect. And that is how some people are able to acquire this knowledge, and some people go, some chachamim go their entire lives without knowing any of these things. V'aleihem amar Shlomo b'chachmaso derech mashal, k'vasu mevushecha, kach amur chachamah b'feirosh mashal zeh, dvarim shehem k'vushano sha'olam yelvushecha. Kolomar l'cha levadcha. Right, so this is like what Shlomo Malach says, like lambs for your clothing, right? Lambs can also mean like the hide, like the skin, like leather. So the Chachamim understood this drasha, the mashal, the parable, to mean matters which are the secrets of your world will be for your clothing, right? In other words, they're your clothing. L'cha levadcha ve'al tidrosh otam v'rabim, and we don't teach them in public. V'aleihem, or to the masses. V'aleihem amar yu l'cha levadcha v'ein lezarim otcha. Right? They should be for you and not for others with you. That's a direct pasuk from Mishlei, from Proverbs. Amar dvash v'chalav tachas l'shoncha kach perishu chachamim harishonim dvarim shehim kedvash v'chalav yeh tachas l'shoncha. So this is what the chachamim say. That these things, these ideas are to be like honey and milk. They should be kept under your tongue. In other words, these are the most valuable of ideas. So this is, and that ends off Parak Beis. This is the idea is that there are certain ideas that are incredibly complex in this world. Very difficult to master. Things that we are not supposed to teach to the masses. And they are the beginnings of the study of the knowledge of God. And it puts man sort of in a catch-22. We are commanded to love God, right? That's how we started off this episode with the command, two episodes ago, but how we started off this parak with the command to love God. The love of God is dependent on your knowledge of God, and your knowledge of God is dependent on your understandings of these matters. But in order to understand these matters, one must be a chacham on their own. They must begin to understand these matters, these issues, on their own. Once they understand them on their own, they are able to approach a master, a chacham, who understands these issues completely. And once that master understands these issues completely, they and they alone are allowed to begin to teach them to that student, but only a small amount of the matter. And what the Rambam has said that we've learned so far today, that God's knowledge is separate from God himself, that is but a drop in the water, drop in the ocean, of the amount of knowledge that one must acquire to understand these matters. This is the most complex areas in the Torah. So just to review, we talked about how all creation is dependent on God, but God himself is not dependent on anything else. And since God, all creation is dependent on God, and God is not dependent on anything else, God and his knowledge are one, because God can't have separate aspects. Right? That God cannot have separate aspects to things. So therefore, God recognizes, and only God can recognize, his own greatness. Okay, we will stop here. That's the end of episode 5. Hope you'll join us in the future for more episodes.